Blades hockey with defenseman Dylan Carlson. Southern Minnesota guy, played at Albert Lea, now playing junior hockey here in Owatonna. How are you enjoying junior hockey in your first season?
I'm enjoying it a lot right now. Boys should be making a big playoff push right now. Got to get some much-needed points soon, but it's going.
What was the transition like for you to jump from high school hockey here into junior hockey, getting used to it and getting minutes and getting games? What's the transition been like for you?
It's a lot more of a workload, way more workouts, got to be way more dialed in and all that, but it's going smooth. It went smooth.
What went into the decision to play here, and what other things were you looking at when high school hockey was wrapping up?
So being from Albert Lea, it's local pretty much, still only 30-minute drive, so it made it easy.
But the idea of playing junior hockey, when did that enter into the possibility for you in order to make the team and everything to commit to it? When did that start to look like a good plan for you?
So my junior and senior year, I played junior hockey in Rochester pre- and postseason, so that helped a lot for my decision.
Okay. Just the whole idea of playing junior hockey, what was it about high school hockey and your experience that made you want to pursue this at all, then including the Rochester time?
So I did a camp with the Rochester coach, so that he's the reason I got into junior hockey, and I just want to keep playing.
Okay. What things have you seen from the team? What is this Steel County Blades team doing well to be in a position to almost be a home playoff team if things work out?
Family is keeping us together right now, keeps us motivated to keep playing, try to keep winning and all that for hopefully a high seed so we can be home.
What have you enjoyed about some of the road trips, some of the showcases you've been on? What are some cool aspects of your first year of junior hockey that you think you'll cherish and remember for a long time?
Well, so Boston was probably my first actual flight ride, so that was fun.
Okay.
Getting play out east was, I'll remember that one. That was a lot of fun.
Are there differences in the style of the teams that the Blades play when you go to one of these showcases as opposed to all the teams in the Midwest when you start to bring some teams in from elsewhere? Is there much difference in the quality, the style of the teams that you guys end up playing?
I think out east when we were in Boston, they tried playing with a lot more skill, but we had more of a grit attitude and wanted it more physical.
The physical part of the junior game compared to high school hockey playing in Minnesota, how much of a change is that?
So in southern Minnesota, it's pretty physical just because the skill level is a little higher up in the cities. So that hasn't changed too much, so it's still pretty physical.
Okay. So the high school hockey game and the junior game for you, the physical part of it is just kind of pretty close?
It's about the same, yeah, I would say.
All right. The workload, it sounds like, that you're doing as far as working out and practicing and everything, that's ramped up a bit?
Yeah, that has ramped up a lot, I would say. With practices in the morning, that took a little bit to get used to. Training camp, that back in the fall, that was a lot to get into. That was probably more working out than high school all my senior year.
Sure. Dylan, what do you like about what the Blades have here in the way of the workout area downstairs and the rink you guys play your home games in?
So, I've played at this rink growing up, so that's been hasn't been too much of a change, but with the own workout area, the locker room, that's been a big difference. I can work out freely whenever I want to, so I can get more weights in, try to get a lot stronger.
To be around the team, with the team, for the Hockey Day Minnesota event, the team played outside in Mankato, did a practice or two outside here at Morehouse in Owatonna, just to be a part and involved in Hockey Day Minnesota, how did that feel for you?
It meant a lot to me. Even though I wasn't playing, it just meant a lot from being from Minnesota. That's been a dream for I don't even know how long, so it was a lot of fun.
Dylan, what other things did you do growing up? Did you do some other sports as well?
I played baseball until my sophomore year, played some soccer, football, played tennis my senior year, so I was pretty active. A lot of fishing, too.
And a fishing team or anything like that?
Nope, just fishing freely whenever I wanted.
Okay, which is a great thing, but I know that's kind of a high school sport now in Minnesota as well. Dylan, what about the hockey background for you? What got you started? What's maybe an early hockey memory?
Early hockey memory would probably be my second year of Bantams playing Dodge County. We beat them in overtime. That was a lot of fun to go to regions.
Okay.
Getting into hockey, probably my parents. They really pushed for me to do that. Me and my brother have played since we were three.
All right, Dylan Carlson coming out of Albert Lea, first-year defenseman with the Steel County Blades. Good luck to you and the team.
Thank you. Have a good one.